You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Tired of pickup truck bed chaos? Meet Decked, game-changing USA-made full bed-length drawers for tools and gear. Waterproof, dustproof, lockable, secure. Whether you're working, hunting, fishing, camping, or just getting out of town. And introducing Decked Deco Cases. Tough, modular, problem-solving cases built for the truck, job site, campsite, or garage. Say goodbye to random bins and tie-downs. Order now at Decked.com/iHeart for free shipping. Decked, your truck, your rules. Decked.com/iHeart.
El Huddle is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Hola, ¿qué tal? What's good, everybody? You have found us. This is the El Huddle podcast. My name is Will Sav, alongside my prima hermana, MJ Acosta Ruiz.
Hey.
MJ, we are not alone. All of a sudden, this podcast has got a little bit more menacing. You know, we like to pump up all of our guests. We always like to pump up all the Latinos who are doing well, not only in the NFL, but the entertainment world in general. We have this wonderful cross-section happening here. So the next guest that we have, he is a painter, a spoken word poet, and actor. His TV credits include a memorable role in the acclaimed ABC drama series American Crime, NBC's Law and Order Special Victims Unit, Snowfall for FX, SWAT for CBS, but perhaps we know him best for being El Secretario, Angel Reyes from Mayans MC on FX. Give it up for Clayton Cardenas, but we call him Clay. What's up, Clay?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Thank you for having me.
Not the full IMBD credits, Will. He read through.
Yes.
That's not even full, though. I feel like that's just a little bit. We're so excited to have you here. You're an LA dude, born and raised, big sports fan, former football player as well. So we're going to get into some X's and O's as well. But I'm really excited for Mayans MC season 5. This is huge. I mean, when it first got introduced as a spinoff, did you anticipated having this long of a run? I mean, we knew that that archetype, right? That like cultural tipping point in the show with the Mayans Motorcycle Club was huge. And so to see it get its own light was really exciting for us.
100%. You know, I think naively, though, I think we all thought that it was going to go an automatic seven seasons like Sons of Anarchy did. But then we filmed the first pilot, and they kind of pumped the brakes on it. They were like, we don't know if this is even going to be made now. So all of us were like, well, dang. Like, we better rethink. Yeah, let's not buy these houses and cars. And, you know, let's pump the brakes a little bit. So it kind of put everybody in check. But as time progressed and the stories became more interesting and the character development became more interesting, I think we all saw that this was, you know, it had the longevity to last on TV. So we're so grateful for it to be at this point.
I am so curious because Batman has his cape. Christian Bale has talked about wearing the suit and how he felt transformed. How does that Harley transform you and your character? How badass do you feel when you're on there?
I can't lie. You know, you feel pretty badass when you, especially in the morning, right before you even get on the bike, and you're putting on the leather and you're putting on, you know, your chain wallets, and you're putting on all your rings, and you got your knife in the back. Like, you feel unstoppable. But the Harley, the Harley really, really drives it home. You know, I think everybody feels a little bit bigger than they actually are when they're riding around.
Oh, for sure.
Stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. So, no, it definitely brings a different level of testosterone, I would say.
Okay. So I tried to be on theme and, like, I brought my little pleather jacket.
Oh, you got
today,
a leather jacket.
But
oh,
it is so hot in this studio. The lights are so I'm going to sweat it out just for a minute, but just because I want to vibe. Just for a second.
Look bad. No,
but
you look
yeah.
Good.
Okay, we're keeping it. We're keeping it. We're keeping it. That's enough for me.
Great. Thanks for making me look bad, MJ.
You got to do the, you know, we'll coordinate out.
I got my Hurley t-shirt on, Clay. Sorry. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. It's not Hurley. I thought it said Harley. So
I thought so too. We can pivot this. It's going to be fine.
I like you, Clay. I like you.
I think one of the greatest things about the show, Clay, is just the level of talent amongst the Latino actors. So when you look to your left and your right on these filming days, to know that you're surrounded, not just by your community, but the guys who have been doing it, laying the groundwork for so many years in the business. I mean, that's got to make you proud.
Oh, 100%. I mean, working alongside, you know, Emilio Rivera, who's been in this, who was the original Mayan. We have to tip our hat off to him. But then for me personally, working with Edward James Olmos, you know, a legend one of my influences growing up, and to have these deep conversations with him about acting and life in general.
Yeah.
And just to watch him work his craft and watch him how he works just the camera. And, you know, there's so many different things, like little intricate parts that you have to be aware of when you're acting in front of film and TV. So just learning from him, I'm honored. And, you know, he gives me great advice all the time. the last piece of advice he gave, this is the last day of filming. He said, okay, the next time somebody approaches you about doing a job, a producer or director, you tell them, I'm expensive, but I'm good.
Period.
And I was like, you know, and like, I was taken back for a second, but I was like, oh, I understand what he meant. He's like, you have to know your worth in this industry. You know, just because you are Latino and doesn't mean that you shouldn't feel like you have power in this game. No, you should
feel expensive,
empowered.
I'm expensive, but I'm good. Y punto.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Boom. Bang. No.
Well,
greatest
piece of advice
ever.
Wow.
That's a great piece of advice. How do we get more Latino representation in the entertainment industry? We had Rita Moreno on, and she was lamenting the fact that there still is this void of Latino talent in the entertainment industry. How does that void get filled? And how much of a growth have you seen from when you started to now, even thanks to the show?
Well, two things. I think, first of all, as a young Latino, I didn't even know acting was a thing. I didn't know that was even, I was a
like a available to you. Yeah.
So I didn't know I was available. So like just awareness and maybe, you know, showing kids at an even younger age that this is even possible. That I think that's a big start. But the real, I think for me, The real thing that we really need in this industry to help create more jobs for Latinos is, you know, it starts with the writing. It starts with the creators of story. Like, that's where it really starts. We need more writing like that. We need more Latino writers. We have a lot of great Latino actors, but the writing is really going to open up doors for everybody and create characters and opportunities for more and more people like us.
No one can tell our stories like us, right? That's the whole
100%.
Point.
100%. And then, you know, and it's sad when you do see stories about us not written by us, you know, and it's very obvious to me. Yeah. It's obvious. It's disheartening. But then, you know, it just drives this fire in me. I was like, okay, I, as an actor, I need to maybe shift my focus into story creation. Yeah. You know, so it's kind of really opening my eyes too and everything. To answer your second part of your question, Will, yes, we have had a lot of growth in this industry, but not enough. You know, again, when we see stories about us not written by us, that's a problem. That can't be done. You know, I don't know how many other ethnicities and cultures allow that to happen. I think we need to voice up more and stand up for ourselves and say something about it. You know what I mean? Yeah. So we are headed in the right direction. There has been growth, yes, but there's always room for much more.
I love that. Real quick, want to touch on your upcoming film, Time Alone, because this is huge.
Yeah, talk to us about it.
Taraji P. Henson is involved. Yeah. I'm living.
Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah. So the film is about, it's a two-hander. It's Taraji and myself. Her character's name is Anna. And what's cool about this film is it only takes place in two different sets. So it's Anna is takes place in the kitchen. And my character's name is Gabriel, and he's in solitary confinement. Whoa. And so the story is that it circles around, it's called Time Alone, hence the name Time Alone. So it's about these two separate characters and how they've been put into time alone, alone time. So my character, he's convicted of killing a fellow gang rival, and he gets put into jail and prison, and then he ends up doing even more things, and he puts himself in a solitary confinement. So he's literally spending time alone 23 hours a day. So he's put into time alone. And then Anna, played by Taraji P. Henson, as you know, her husband, who was an officer, was killed in the line of duty, and she goes into this deep depression. And she spends all her time alone. She spends all the time alone. And so it's these two interesting stories, and we intersect in the end. So, you know, I'm really excited. This film was written by a phenomenal writer. His name is Alessandro Camon, won Academy Award for writing the film The Messengers. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that.
Yes, but, of course. Yeah.
But yeah, it was a great film. So, no, I'm really excited for this. Hopefully we're getting this done soon.
Woo! I love that.
Great. Can't wait for that. Yeah. You know, in talking to you and MJ, I think you would agree. Clay just seems like such a nice, thoughtful, down-to-earth guy. But you have you have this exterior, right? Like some of the characters that you play, like El Secretario, right? Like Angel.
Right.
How do people approach you in public when they see you? Do they say, are they expecting that menacing type character?
Some folks can't separate the two, you know?
Yeah. How do parents do it?
100% correct. It's interesting. It depends on, you know, male and female fans are different. But I would say a lot of the times they're disappointed because they're expecting this guy in the leather and the boots and riding up on his motorcycle, and you know, they're a little disappointed. The way I dress is a little different from them. Like you said, MJ, they are expecting that guy. But once they get to know me and, you know, I ask them what their name is and, you know, kind of open them up a little bit, it gets really comfortable after that. But they are disappointed, I will say for sure.
I mean, it has to be a credit to your acting, you know, they're so invested in your character. You know?
Yes.
No, I appreciate that. I mean, obviously, I do have this exterior that may be off-putting for some, but I think once you get to know me, it's a, you know, we can be best friends.
There's many layers to you, Clay, because you are a painter, spoken word. I mean, there's so many different layers, and even weaved within all that is a sports guy. Like, you were a former football player, tight end, New Mexico, huge Raiders fan. So we can't not ask you about your Raiders fandom.
Oh, please.
When did that start? And what's your earliest, like, Raiders fan moment that you recall?
Oh, earliest Raiders fan moment was probably, God, this was Jeff George days, Jeff Hostetler days.
Yeah, yeah.
But like my the greatest memories are, you know, when Rich Gannon and we had Napoleon Kaufman and Charlie Garner and then, you know, Jerry Rice and Tim Brown, you know, those
Eric
teams
Allen.
Were just phenomenal. Eric Allen and, you know, even later Nnamdi and, you know, Eric Turner, the safety before, you know, there's like some really great players that I was fond of watching. And I used to go to the Coliseum. My mom would take me up there, and we went to the Coliseum a couple of times, and I got to see some cool games. And I was just it was so distracting for me just being there. It was hard for me to even focus on the game because I was just excited just to be in Raider Nation, you know. So
listen,
it started young. It's still heavy in my blood, so I will always be a fan.
So what do you think now with them in Vegas? It's a new era.
You know, I've been to a couple of the games already. The stadium is gorgeous, as you guys know. Mm-hmm. The new era, it's you know, it's an adjustment period. We, you know, after we got through the John Gruden thing and now we're, you know, with our new coach here, I feel like we're in the rebuilding stage, unfortunately. But it is, you know, we do have some great talent, and I love the draft that we had and you know, I hope we get to keep Josh Jacobs, and Davante Adams is always going to be balling. You know, hopefully this defense gets turned around. I hope, you know, Patrick Graham is scheming up some stuff with the new players we got. So I'm excited. I can't lie. I'm,
as you should be.
I'm always going to say Raiders in the Super Bowl. You know,
period.
Don't be surprised.
Right.
Don't be surprised.
Well, what do you think of Jimmy G? And now he's the QB1 there.
This is what. So I think, you know, obviously Jimmy G is good at the little dump off game. And, you know, I like the long ball guys. You know, I like the long ball quarterbacks. But, you know, with Jimmy G, I think it's just I hate to say this, it's a stopgap for a couple seasons. You know, I think, and after next year, if they release him or whatever, we save, I think, $12-13 million. So, I don't know.
Releasing him?
Yeah, I mean,
well,
come
I'm
on.
Just saying.
He hasn't even made himself comfortable in Vegas.
He's got the black suits ready to go.
I think he is well aware of his situation as well, though. You know,
I think so.
I'm going to pray for Jimmy G, and I know he's got some talent around him. Again, this draft we had with this tight end and Jacoby Myers that we brought in, and Trey Tucker, the third round receiver they drafted. I think we have some talent for us to succeed.
Let's just say,
MJ,
give Jimmy
to the
a
Super
shot.
Bowl.
There we go. Let's in Vegas, by the way, which I'm very nervous about. How are we going to survive this Super Bowl in Las Vegas? That's dangerous.
That's going to be dangerous. Have you been to the games over there?
Yeah, I have. And I went for 36 hours. It was too long. It was too many hours.
That was too much, right?
It was too much.
Yeah, you had to be out.
Vegas is a two-night
thing. The one
thing
is that I...
One.
Oh, at max.
Oh, what?
Yeah. One night. Anime.
Will, you're two. I could fall into either one.
In between 32 hours-ish,
you
maybe.
Hit it hard.
Yeah, 32.
You hit it hard, and then that's when you want to leave the next day, right? And then you're like, let's hang out by the pool.
Right.
And I'm like, all right, let's run it back, everybody. Oh. And then at that point in time, you're ready to, like, scrub yourself down. You're ready to leave.
Right.
I want to go. I want to go to a dinner. Maybe have a show. Yeah. I'm in a different Vegas phase of my life. You feel me? Like,
no, same. I am the same way. This isn't the young 20s way that I could run around all night. No. I'm done with that.
Could never.
None of that is even appealing. It's not even appealing to me anymore.
Thank you, Clay.
Yeah. Huh? There you go.
The club? Clay. Who's going to the club?
No.
Hey, Clay,
I hear somebody call it the club, I don't want to be involved.
I didn't call it that, all right? So don't look at me.
I'm just saying in general, when I hear let's go to the club, I'm like, I just because you said it like that, I don't want to go.
Immediately no. I'm out.
Yeah, that's a no. Everybody.
I'm going to bed.
You know, Clay, we talked about
I'm going
this.
To the bed.
Don't go anywhere, anybody. We will be right back with more El Huddle.
You go into your shower feeling tired. But as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire. With the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Tired of pickup truck bed chaos? Meet Decked, game-changing USA-made full bed-length drawers for tools and gear. Waterproof, dustproof, lockable, secure. Whether you're working, hunting, fishing, camping, or just getting out of town. And introducing Decked Deco Cases. Tough, modular, problem-solving cases built for the truck, job site, campsite, or garage. Say goodbye to random bins and tie-downs. Order now at Decked.com/iHeart for free shipping. Decked, your truck, your rules. Decked.com/iHeart.
In your biographies or whenever there's anything about you, obviously it's about the show and the work and everything that you do, but not a lot about this particular fact that you played in college and that you were a tight end. And we briefly touched upon it beforehand, and you said like that was a completely different life that you led. Talk about what it was. You started at New Mexico. Right? Is that what it was?
Yeah. I actually started at Palomar Junior College. And then okay. I got a scholarship to New Mexico. And then I actually Actually, I actually finished my career at California Lutheran University, which is in Thousand Oaks, California. Yep. And I actually switched positions to linebacker my last year. But I didn't really talk about it. I mean, I don't really talk about it much unless I'm asked about it. Again, like you said, it was a total different chapter in my life. And, you know, growing up, football and sports was my only identity, you know, and it was the only thing that I focused on. And I ate, drank, slept football and basketball at the time.
Yeah.
You know, lifting weights at the time, I was 255. And it was just a total different being and a total different focus and a total different culture. And just it's different people, you know. So once I got done with football, I think a lot of athletes go through this too, a lot of college athletes. Once you graduate or you're done and you're not going pro, it's like, what do I do now? What is my identity now? I spent my whole life trying to achieve this thing. I've achieved it, but now what? The skill set to do anything else now. So I think I went through this whole 5-year transitional period. And so like once I was done with that, I was like, okay, I don't want to even talk about this anymore. You know,
fair.
Like, my focus is on what my goals are right now. And so, you know, slowly I got into art and I was actually dragged into an acting class. That I didn't know I was going to, by the way. And I fell in love with the craft. And then I got into writing and spoken word. First it was painting. I was taught by a friend of mine at the time her father's this esteemed painter from Italy. But anyway, so I got into a spoken word and I was at this place called the Poetry Lounge over off Fairfax in Los Angeles. Huge poetry lounge. A lot of famous artists or poets come from across the nation and come perform here. And I was performing one night and an agent who just happened to be there approached me. And it's like, she's like, do you act? Or I was like, yeah, I've just started acting. She's like, come to the office. I want to sign you. So I got signed right away. And then I think a couple weeks later, I booked American Crime, which was my first thing.
That's the most LA story I've ever heard.
So cool.
No, you're right.
I love that. But look at that. It's one passion and a different thing that you're trying to find, another layer that led you to something else. It's perfect. It was destined 100%. For you. I love that. Clay, thank you so much.
I agree.
We are so excited for Mayans MC, another season on FX. Let's go. We want to see you out at a Raiders game May with 24th. A Jimmy G, May 24th. Oh, that's it. That's in 2 seconds. I'm going to send you a Jimmy G a jersey for your
MJ,
next Raiders.
Don't you do it.
Come on. He's going to surprise you.
He doesn't want your pity Jimmy G jersey. I'm in it.
You know I stand Jimmy. He's a good dude and he has a lot of heart. Just give him a chance. That's all I'm saying, Raider Nation. Clay, thank you so much. We're going to, of course, continue to follow you. We thank you so much for coming through on all this.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it, brother.
Go Lakers.
Hey. Unless they go against the Heat next round. In the finals, let's go.
All right. Have a good one, guys.
Right.
Thanks, Clay. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Clay. We appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. You guys are great. Thank you. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye. You too.
In Huddle is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Viking. Committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at viking.com.
Tired of pickup truck bed chaos? Meet Decked, game-changing USA-made full bed-length drawers for tools and gear. Waterproof, dustproof, lockable, secure. Whether you're working, hunting, fishing, camping, or just getting out of town. And introducing Decked Deco Cases. Tough, modular, problem-solving cases built for the truck, job site, campsite, or garage. Say goodbye to random bins and tie-downs. Order now at Decked.com/iHeart for free shipping. Decked. Your truck. Your rules. Decked.com/iHeart.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.